Hello, this is Owen Diana here for the Mexican Soccer Show with another Gold Cup Daily wrapping up what was a tale of two halves for Mexico against El Salvador. The final whistle has just sounded at the Cotton Bowl and El Tri have held on for a 1-0 win, which secures top spot in Group A, but it was difficult for them in the second half. The first half, I thought, was largely solid. The first 5 minutes, El Salvador were trying to implement their game plan, pressure high up the field, try to keep as much of the ball as they could. But I thought Mexico really took control of the midfield in the subsequent 40 minutes. Hector Herrera in particular was really, really good playing in that advanced midfield role, the most advanced of that midfield three, creating a lot of chances, creating much more than we're used to seeing him do, certainly in a national team shirt and also at club level. Lays on the assist for Chaka Rodriguez. So Acheache now has 2 goals and 2 assists in his last 4 matches. He's really taking a leadership role. He was the captain for the last 3 matches, not so today with the return of Hector Moreno, but he's showing himself to be a leader on the field. And I thought there were also good moments for Edson Alvarez and Eric Gutierrez in the first half. All three of those players combined were either above or right around 90% pass completion. And that allowed Mexico to have a lot of control in the match. But I think they lost that in the second half. The big turning point, I thought, was that loss of possession from Edson just a few minutes into the second half. It creates a great opportunity for El Salvador. First, a really good save for Alfredo Talavera, and then Hector Moreno with a great save basically off the line. El Salvador's high pressure paid off a lot more in the second half, and they also managed to start equaling the possession battle. Mexico, even in the first half, had less possession than they had in the previous matches at halftime. It was at 57%. In the previous 2 matches, it was above 70%. El Salvador was trying to keep the ball a lot more, but it ended up being a lot closer to 50%. El Salvador got on the ball a lot more in the second half, and they looked dangerous, particularly down their right side, Mexico's left. I think the wings have been a problem defensively for Mexico and offensively too over the last few matches this summer. Jesus Gallardo's not in the best form, certainly at left back, and I think that showed again today. Certainly in attack, there were some moments where he took too many touches or his touch was a little bit off and couldn't get good crosses, good final passes off. But then defensively, I think he looked like a weak link. I think there's a mitigating circumstance in the sense that Alex Roldan, the right back who came in today for El Salvador, was getting up really well down that side and creating two-on-one situations with Joshua Perez. And that was leaving Gallardo short. Orbelin Pineda wasn't coming back as much to help and wasn't tracking back. So Gallardo does have a little bit of an excuse there, but I think El Salvador created a ton down that side. And that's something Mexico are going to have to be watch out for, certainly in the knockout stage in the quarterfinals. Another thing that I think is worth mentioning, there's been a ton of talk, obviously, in the last month, few weeks, about Rogelio Funes Mori should naturalized citizens be allowed to play for Mexico. I think he'd put some of that debate to bed with his performances against Nigeria and Guatemala. I thought he was good against Trinidad and Tobago, too, without scoring. I think tonight was a step back for him, and I think there'll be some criticism, certainly. Missing 2 really good chances. I think the one in the second half, especially costly, that would have probably put the game to bed with about a half hour to go. He seemed unsure really what type of finish he wanted there. It ended up being a little too soft right at the keeper. And I think that would have allowed, if that had gone in, it would have allowed Mexico to rest a little bit easier for the rest of the match. And that ended up not being the case. But the important thing results-wise is that Mexico have held on, and they'll be facing the runner-up in Group D, which will either be Honduras or Qatar in all likelihood. Currently, if Honduras get a draw, they play each other, Honduras and Qatar, in the last match day in Group D. If Honduras get a draw there, they'll finish top of Group D, and then Mexico will be playing Qatar. I don't think that's a side that can be taken lightly based on their performances so far in the Gold Cup, but also considering they're the reigning Asian Cup champions. Even in the Copa America in 2019, they gave a pretty good account of themselves. So they're a side that can't be taken lightly, and certainly Honduras cannot either. Mexico have played Honduras in the last month or so, and ended up with a 0-0 draw, where Honduras held out very well in that match. And just a quick word on Honduras outside of what we saw in the match specifically today, you have to give a really complimentary word to Hugo Perez, the former American international, member of the 1994 World Cup team for the United States, who since taking over in late April, it's been less than 3 months since he's been in charge. El Salvador have now only lost, this was their second loss in 9 matches, but they've clearly improved a lot already under Perez, and Mexico are having to watch out for El Salvador in the octagonal. I think El Salvador are into the final stage of a CONCACAF World Cup qualifying playoff situation for the first time since 2010. They're obviously benefited by the fact that there are 8 teams in that final stage this time around than the normal 6 or what we've been used to with 6. But they're going to be a tough out. They're going to be a tough team to beat. Mexico play them in round 6 and on the last match day of the final stage of CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. I think both of those matches will be difficult, especially the visit to the Cuscatlan on the 13th of October. And also the fans day, I think, really great to see. A good experience, I think, for Mexico, ultimately. A good test. There can be complaints about the level of the Gold Cup, but I think ultimately it's a good thing for Mexico. Against Guatemala, they didn't have it all their way in terms of the composition of the fans in the stands. There were probably a majority Guatemalan crowd there, and tonight a majority Salvadoran crowd, and a raucous one at that. I think it's good for Mexico to have to be playing in environments that are challenging or not completely partisan. And it seemed like the fans were getting along really well, the different groups of fans, Salvadorans and Mexicans together. I think that's great to see. But so Mexico move on in first, and they'll look forward to a quarterfinal. I think they'll have to certainly improve on what they showed in the second half. But if they produce something close to what they did in the first half, I think they've got a good chance of advancing to the semifinals. But we'll wait for that match, and we'll be here with you on the Mexican Soccer Show and FootMex Nation. This is Owen Diana signing off. Thanks.